court case is Randolph against IMBS. There's no need for you to switch sides. Go ahead, Mr. Phillips. Although there's also no need for you to repeat what we have just been through.
I hear you, Judge. I'm with you all the way on that. I would just point out, as I discussed in the earlier case, the court declines to affirm the Section 1692C claim in Alexander. These cases are different. Randolph versus IMBS and Cross versus Risk Management Alternatives. In both of those cases, the alleged in the complaint that both the creditor and the debt collector had actual knowledge of the bankruptcy. That's the salient difference. I also think that this court should be guided by the decision I said in United States versus Palumbo, where the issue presented to that panel and the court was you had various statutes, you had RICO, you had labor laws, you had ERISA, and even though it may have been cumulative, the court ruled that those statutes could get along together, even if they covered some of the same subject matter. Further, as to the intent issue that was raised by counsel in the prior case, there is, in essence, an intent issue in the Fair Debt Act. It just is the reverse. Under 362, my clients would have had to prove that the debt collectors intentionally were violating the stay. It flips to the defendant in the Fair Debt Act, where they can prove that they didn't intentionally violate the stay under Section 1692K of the FDCPA by showing they had some reasonable procedures in place to avoid violations of this nature, which is an issue that was argued before this court just recently in Hyman versus Tate and Curlin, that I believe Your Honor was on that panel. And it's not a problem here for these cases to go forward. I mean, in essence, what the district court said, where they found that these claims are precluded, is, well, we'd rather this all be handled over in bankruptcy court. Well, you know, that's more of a legislative decision than a judicial decision. Congress said, you know, these claims can go forward. There are two statutes that don't conflict, and I think that for those reasons, the district court below in Randolph and in Cross should be reversed and the claims remanded, unless Your Honors have any questions.
Thank you very much, Mr. Phillips.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Ms. Olson, any more, or are you tuckered out?
Very close, Your Honor, if I could make 2 points. I'd just like to indicate to the court that Mr. Jeffrey Vance, who represents the defendant in the Cross cases in the courtroom, but I guess with the shuffle, he didn't have time to make it to the table.
Mm-hmm.
The only other point I wish to make here is as to, I have argued in my brief that as in the Randolph case, as to my defendant, I believe that this argument regarding the 1692C claim has been waived, and I just wanted to point that out to the court.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no other comments.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. No sir rebuttals will be allowed.
No. Just on the one point about the waiver of the 1692C claim, we briefed that in our brief. We disagree with counsel. That issue was not waived, but we'll rely on our brief and the argument contained therein.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The case is taken under advisement.